This is Ken Liner with the Courier News, talking with Clinton Mayor Scott Burton. Mayor, you and I think Warren Gooch were very quick within 24 hours to declare a city emergency. I think that is probably, looking back, is one of the it was a brilliant choice, brilliant maneuver.
Well, Roger Hout, of course, our city manager, he was really on the forefront of this, and we wanted to be consistent to what the state's doing. And I think we've done a very good job in that. And I think it's important to do that just because it just lessens the confusion. You know, if the state does something, then Oak Ridge does something different, we do something different, then it's just not going to be as effective. So I really have been impressed with the just the great communication we've had locally and at the state level and even at the national level. I mean, Roger and I are usually on at least one or two conference calls for each. We have two county calls a week. We have at least two state calls a week and at least one national call a week. So our communication has been very strong.
When you first issued the city emergency, the city parks were open, and then eventually had to close them because of social distancing issues. How difficult of a decision was that for you?
Well, I think when we saw what was going on and we heard what was going on, and we had to do it. The city was one of the first cities in the area that closed the parks. And we followed very closely behind. I think we went a little bit farther and a little quicker than the state did, actually. You know, I think our bottom line, too, our responsibility, we got to protect the public. And the playgrounds, especially, was just, let's just say people weren't recognizing social distancing. Kids don't recognize what really, don't really understand what that means. But we've done a good job with that. We went a little bit too far with, we closed the tennis courts and we realized in a short period of time, you know, that wasn't a big issue with that. If actually people were using the tennis courts to actually play tennis. So we lifted that ban. And, you know, we encourage people to get outside. But we just, you know, more than 10 people don't need to be close together, have that social distancing to get rid of this thing. And let's move on with, you know, get back to living, get back to our lives.
Well, I think you can safely say that your actions help slow the spread of this disease, but I think ultimately you save lives, and you know it's got to be a good thing. I know, even though you know everyone's in lockdown, stay home. There's work still going on. They're still working on the bridge. Your departments are still out. You see them every day. You know, doing work, just keeping the city going.
Well, it's a great opportunity to do some things that are on our list to do, but we just never have had time to do it. I know the Public Works are doing some things, some cleanup things that they normally don't get to. You know, with the Recreation Department being closed down, they're doing a lot of, let's say, spring cleaning around the town. So, number one, it keeps them busy. We don't want to furlough anybody. We have a great fund balance. And there's still a lot of stuff to do throughout the city that, you know, that we just need to do, but we just never really had the time to do it.
You've got, we'll talk a little bit about what the schools are doing, especially as far as feeding students. I know E.T. Stamey has posted something almost every day on Facebook about the numbers of kids. That's something the city schools really should be proud of.
Yeah, you're right. Every day I see something from E.T. on Facebook, and Kelly and her team. It's just one of those things that made Clinton a special place to live, and they've really stepped up and providing food for the, you know, for most of the families that just quite frankly can't afford food. And you know, when kids go to school, that might be the only, you know, square meal they have for the day. And they wanted to make sure that continued with those kids being out of school right now. So my hats are off to them. They've done an excellent job.
As a parent, I don't think you have any seniors in school this year.
I do.
Oh, you, yeah, do. I do. How has that been with the schools closing and all that?
Well, it's tough. I mean, my oldest daughter, you know, she's really looking forward to going to the prom and going through graduation. She's worked so hard at school, and she's she went to middle college the last 2 years. So she's actually not only graduating from Clinton High School, she's also getting her associate's degree from Roan State. So
so she gets to miss two graduations.
Yeah, well, I think hopefully we're going to work something out. I think it's still too early. I know Roan State's doing something, and you hear rumors about the high school doing something. So hopefully that will work out. But you know, just it's tough, and my heart goes out to, you know, the kids that this was their last year playing sports, and you know, it's just kind of frustrating. But they got to know that there's other things down the road, and there's a lot more happiness and things to do. So you know, that's just, you know, it's just part of life, and this is a weird part of life that most people haven't gone through, but I know they'll bounce back and look forward to moving on, either through, you know, going to college or starting their career.
When all this, I know that the Governor Lee has set sort of May 1st as a time to start rebooting the state's economy. How do you see that playing out in Clinton?
Well, I think some of the what we call non-essential places will start opening back up. And what I think you'll start seeing is a little different is just, you know, when you go to a restaurant, the seating, I guess what I'm trying to say is really more about how many people are going to be in that establishment. You know, I could see, you know, for example, our Mexican restaurant in South Clinton, it's probably going to be half the table is going to be available for seating. Social distancing is still going to be preached until we get a vaccine. So it's going to be another year and a half before we can have these large crowds and large gatherings. But I think we'll have some more, you know, getting back to normal, so to speak, because I think more stores will be open. And please support your local stores. They're hurting right now, and we need to support them so they can stick around and we can continue to grow. But I think it's just going to be a numbers game, Ken. I think anywhere you're going to go, you know, go to a park and you see it's crowded, or go to a restaurant and they're out the door, just go back, go somewhere else and come back, because we really, my fear is that we're going to jump out too early and we're going to get back to normal too quick, and we're going to be back right back where we were at, you know, a month or two ago. And I don't think anybody wants to do that.
Sir, any other highlights or topics? Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think, you know, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. There's some great research with a couple of new drugs. I get on the internet quite a bit, and I'm a firm believer that, you know, even some of the older drugs that have been talked about, I think it's the hydrochloroquine. And there's a new drug coming out with Gilead Pharmaceuticals that are very promising. But if we can get those drugs out, because it is going to come back around at some point, probably this fall, and we can have some drugs out there available to minimize the virus itself for that year period until we get a vaccine, then that's going to help us dramatically. But when we do go out, and we will come out, we'll lessen the restrictions in May, you know, but the rules still apply. You know, wash your hands, recognize social distancing, just stay away from large crowds, no handshakes, just give a nod, or, you know, or something different than touching somebody. And we'll get through this. This is something, you know, you and I are probably close to the same age as most people. We've never been through anything like that or what we're going through. But we'll be okay. We'll get there.
Well, I've said it once and I'll say it again. I think Anderson County, City of Clinton, Anderson County, all the all the cities, I think they have had wonderful leadership. I think that's top to bottom, across the board, however you want to say it. I think that's made a difference just in our lives and saving lives too.
Well, I appreciate that. I want to reinforce Roger Houck and his department heads. They've done a fantastic job, and you know, a lot of the a lot of the cities and the counties and states, they're going to go through some tough revenue issues very soon. And I'm very proud of the fact that, we didn't plan for this specifically to happen, but we have planned for a recession or slowdown in our economy. So, you know, we're going to be in good shape. The city's going to remain in very strong financial shape. And the rest will take care of itself. We've always been a loving community, and we'll be here for each other until the end of time. And I'm a firm believer in that. So just keep the faith.
Mayor, I do appreciate your time, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.